But anyway, there's a couple poets who have written really good poetry. And one is Han Shan, and one is Stonehouse, Sherwoo. And so I thought I'd just read some poems by these guys. Let's see here. Now, here's a poem that Cold Mountain wrote about his life. And there's some images here. There's a story, I mean. There's an emperor who went to the mountains and tried to give his throne to a hermit. And the hermit, this is 4,000 years ago, and the hermit was so annoyed, he went down to the stream and washed out his ears. So the residue of that kind of talk would not remain in his ears. So Cold Mountain has this poem. Chu sheng san shi nian, chang you qian wan li, xinjiang qing cao he, ru sai hong chen qi. Dong yao kong qiu xian, du shu jian yong shi, jin er gui han shan, zhen liu jian xi er. Born 30 years ago, I've traveled countless miles along rivers where the green rushes swayed, to the frontier where the red dust swirled. I've made elixirs and tried to become immortal. I've read the classics and written odes, and now I've retired to Cold Mountain to lie in a stream and wash out my ears. Here's another one.
Ren Wen Han San Dao, Han San Lu Bu Tong, Xia Tian Bing Wei Shi, Hu Chu Wu Meng Long, Si Wo He You Jie, Yu Jin Sin Bu Tong, Jin Xin Ruo Si Wo, Hai De Dao Ji Zhong.
People ask the way to Cold Mountain, but roads don't reach Cold Mountain. In summer, the ice doesn't melt. Sunny days, the fog is too dense. So how did someone like me arrive? Our minds are not the same. If they were the same, you would be here.
Wo xin shi chou ye, bi tan qing zhao jie, wu kan bi lun, zhao wo ru he shuo.
See, the rhyme has changed. These poems were written around the year 800, but the Chinese language has changed. Chinese poetry is all rhymed, but the rhyme scheme doesn't always still exist today. My mind is like the autumn moon, clear and bright in a pool of jade. Nothing can compare. What more can I say? He's got a lot of good poems. I mean, you can almost open up anywhere, but here's I'm just going to read a couple poems now without the Chinese. A mountain man lives under thatch. Before his gate, carts and horses are rare. The forest is quiet but partial to birds. The streams are wide and home to fish. With his son, he picks wild fruit. With his wife, he hoes between rocks. What does he have at home? A shelf full of nothing but books. Looking for a refuge? Cold Mountain will keep you safe. A faint wind stirs dark pines. Come closer, the sound gets better. Below them sits a gray-haired man chanting Taoist texts. 10 years, unable to return, he forgot the way he came.
Those lines appear as a koan somewhere.
They do?
Yeah. As you get closer, the sound is better.
It's possible. I've never studied koans.
Okay.
But I wouldn't. I mean, yeah. These poems were written around 800.
Right.
So the koan collection started. They started putting them together around the year 1000, yeah. 1100. So he was so respected that. He disappeared around 850. There's records of of him suddenly disappearing around 850. We have a there's a the first printed edition of his poems were 960. There's a record of his collected poems being printed in only 100 years after he disappeared. So he became popular almost in his lifetime, you might say. Nobody knows who he was. Some people doubt that doubt that there's a person. But anyway, at 960, someone published his complete poems in print, not handwritten, but printed. But I like Stonehouse. Stonehouse is my favorite poet, but he's totally unknown both in China and in America. But I like his poems. I don't know why.
How did you find him, though, if he's so unknown?
Because when I translated the poems of Cold Mountain, I had a Chinese edition. And when I got to the last poem of Cold Mountain in the Chinese edition, somebody had Stonehouse's poems in the Chinese edition after that. And I started reading them, and I said, these are even better. And so I eventually translated those too. I'll read some of Stonehouse's poems. Chi chi mao se, xin qiu ye, bai dou hua kai, luo wei ti, shan ye ru yin, qian lao xing, xian xing bu jue, guo feng xi. The thatched hut is lonely. The Chinese love to be together two times of the year. Chinese New Year's and the Moon Festival, the Autumn Moon. This is the Autumn Moon. A thatched hut is lonely on a new fall night, with white peas in flower and crickets calling. Mountain moon silver evokes an old joy. Suddenly I've strolled west of the peak. Here's one about Zen. 这是谁人敢抢为? 除非只有莫能知，分明也在梅花上，看到梅花早已知儿。 It's something no one can force. Besides knowing it's there, there's nothing to know. The moon shines bright above the flowering plum, but who can look past the blossoms? 茅屋滴滴，三两间，团团环绕。 Jin-ching-san, Ju-chuang-bu-xu, Xian-yun-su, Er-wei-xie-shi, Bin-an-guan. My hut is less than 3 mats wide, surrounded by mountains on every side. My bamboo bed couldn't hold a cloud. I shut the door before sunset. Bai nian er yue, xian zhong du, ba guan chen lao, jing chu xiao, lu shui guang zhong, shan ning zhuan, hong lu yan sheng, shui hua piao. 100 years slip by when you're free, 10,000 cares dissolve when you're still. A mountain image shimmers on sunlit water. Snowflakes swirl above a glowing stove. Yao chou chuo fo zheng ge yi. Wei duan wang xin zheng ge nan. Ji du shuang tian ming ye ye. Zuo lai jue de wu geng han. Trying to become a Buddha is easy, but ending delusions is hard. How many frosty, moonlit nights have I sat and felt the cold before dawn? Aren't these poems good?
Yeah.
Stonehouse. Let's see, here's one. Bai fa cui ren, sou ru jian, zhu lai ma wu yi duo nian, Chan Wu, Kun Wu, Yao Dai, Ku Wu Kou, Yi Ling Bian San, Mei Ban Dian. My hair has turned white. My body is gaunt. I've lived in a hut more years than I can count. My shorts have no drawstring. My pants have no legs. And half of my robe is missing. Ming ming jian liao fei ta jian. Liao liao chang zi wu bie zi. Ji de qi qiu yan yu li. Yan lai tou qi yi shuang li. No one else sees what I see clearly. No one else knows what I know well. I recall one misty day last fall, a gibbon came by and stole two pears. You need all the food you can get your hands on up there. Chang Yin Xin Li Hun Wu Shi Meir Yin Zhong Le Yo Yu Fan Ba Nong Jin Cha Chi Liao Chi Bian Cuo Shi Shu Yo Yu. Not one care in mind all year. I find enough joy every day in my hut, and after a meal and a pot of strong tea, I sit on a rock by a pond and count fish. I think I'll just read a few now. A few trees in bloom, radiant red, a pond in spring, rippling green. A monk with eyes that see beyond Zen doesn't have to be dead to use them. Maybe just a few more from, when he was an abbot for a while. I'll just read these. You know, the Buddhist Vinaya or a monastic code is sometimes summarized by four postures, because it's you regulate your life according to whether you're walking, standing, sitting, or lying down. So this is Stonehouse's four mountain postures. Walking in the mountains, unconsciously trudging along. Grab a vine, climb another ridge. Standing in the mountains, how many dawns become dusk. Plant a pine, a tree of growing shade. Sitting in the mountains, zigzag, yellow leaves fall. Nobody comes. Close the door and make a big fire. Lying in the mountains, pine wind enters the ears. For no good reason, beautiful dreams are blown apart. So that's Stonehouse. You can see he's a really good poet. Yeah.
Can you say something about your chanting and the where that has come from?
I don't do a good job of it, but the Chinese never read poetry until modern times. They always sang it and intoned it. It was always meant to be intoned, and then and sometimes accompanied with musical instruments. And sometimes even during the Tang, if somebody's poem became popular, the female entertainers would do riffs on it, and they would take it apart, and they would chant. They would do one line three or four times. But basically in China until modern times, you intoned poetry, you sort of sang it.
Your personal take on what it may have sounded like.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I was taught this by the man who was the curator of the Taiwan's the Palace Museum calligraphy collection. I used to go to his house once a week for a lesson in calligraphy, and I was in Taiwan at that time. You couldn't get anything from China. The Taiwanese were not allowed to go to China. So he was the most famous calligrapher in Taiwan. And so I asked him, because he was teaching me for free, I had to go to Hong Kong every 6 months to renew my visa. So I offered to bring him back some ink, or some brushes or something. And so, what can I bring you? And he said, Da Liang Zhou, sorghum whiskey. And I said, why? What are you going to do with it? He says, I like to get up around 4 o'clock in the morning and take a few shots, and that's when I do my big, my best calligraphy. And he would also take some sorghum whenever he would sing poetry too. And so he taught me how to do that. But he said, he says, you're not supposed to sing these songs sober. So I that's why I didn't do a very good job. On the way here, we didn't stop.
Except all the blame, right? Moving here. Yeah. So, but we'll make up for it afterwards.
But anyway, they poetry is meant to be shared, and meant it's a singing thing, and it was all rhymed. I mean, but the Chinese nowadays have our poets just like us in terms of free forms, and you know they're experimenting with different kinds of literary styles too.
But these all seem to have a very set form, the same number of syllables.
Yes, this was all true until modern times. And there are lots of Chinese who still write in the traditional forms. Lots of Chinese, but they're, you know, when people get educated and they get in contact with Western literary forms, the Chinese are trying their hand at verse forms that in Chinese I can't understand. Just like we can't understand English poetry sometimes, even though you can read the words, you don't know really what they're getting at sometimes. The Chinese do that too. But these are old poems.